Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of mercy, we no longer look for Jesus among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Lord of life. Increase in our minds and hearts the risen life we share with Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of eternal life with you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated as we listen to the word proclaimed.
A reading from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the measure he sent, the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden in Christ with God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. As he said, come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Lord. Of Easter. The outdoor service this morning was spectacular. Beautiful weather, the best weather I think we've had in that service as long as I can remember. Baptismal water splashed around, great music, beautiful flowers, new Easter dresses, fancy shirts, expectation of good food at brunch and at dinner. I always look forward with joy to an upbeat worship of Easter. And that's usually what we expect on Easter morning. But compare that mood with the one of the followers that of Jesus that they experienced on that first Easter day. What they were facing had not been what was expected. They had prepared themselves for a bleak future without their spiritual leader. Jesus had died, and the future that they were looking for with him was no longer possible. Suddenly, unexpectedly, the tomb where he had been buried was empty. And the angel said, "Do not be afraid." The two Marys heard it again from Jesus' lips. "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." Of course they needed that warning, that encouragement. Jesus was dead and now alive. This was not at all what they expected. Their dreams of a future with Jesus had been shattered. And now this. How are they to make sense of this? Jesus was alive. They knew the reality of death. They had seen him die. They had seen him dead body put into that tomb. And now they're asked not to be afraid, to believe that death is over. How could they understand? The hatred, violence, and revenge of death, they knew. They knew that as a reality, and now that was all being called into question. Do not be afraid. Well, why not? What they knew, what they had been expecting, was totally turned upside down. There is a lot of fear in the world today. We worry about what may or may not happen in our nation and in our community. We worry about bombs and viruses, about overbooked flights, about Russian spies. We worry that maybe this cough is more than a cold. We worry that this lump doesn't go away. There are uncertainties and fears, paranoias and suspicions. This doesn't sound like an Easter sermon, does it? On such a beautiful day, a day of joy and celebration, and I'm standing here talking about suspicion and fear and worries, wringing my hands. Actually, I'm just rubbing that oil into my hands. But on this day, when the followers of Jesus were so troubled that they could make no sense of their situation, of what Jesus had said to them so often, and he said to them now, "Do not be afraid." The heart of the Easter message to us today is, do not be afraid. Death is done. Our future is secured. We have no need to be afraid. The resurrection of Jesus turns everything upside down. The gospel tells us that the women heard the angel's proclamation, "Do not be afraid, Jesus is risen," and that they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy. Fear and great joy. What is filling you with fear and great joy today? Has anything caught you off guard? Surprised you with great news? What are your hopes and expectations? What are your dreams, your dreads? What are your fears and great joys for our nation, for the nations of the world, for your family, for our community, for our planet, Mother Earth. What are your fears and great joys? The women went to the tomb early in the morning, expecting to find a dead body. They expected to do their duty as friends of Jesus, to say the prayers, to perform the rituals for their dead friend. They expected that life would go on pretty much as it had, a little more sad, a little more lonely without the presence of Jesus, who was their dear friend and teacher. And they were really caught off guard. They were filled with fear and great joy. They needed to be told, "Do not be afraid." Without even knowing it, they had crossed the border from the old world to a new creation. When that stone rolled back, the whole world was turned upside down. Gone was the power of suffering that leads to death, where Jesus suffered on the cross. Gone was the power of a world that where might makes right, a world that gives peace little chance to be heard. Gone was the power of a world where rich get rich and the poor and oppressed suffer under some Pontius Pilate or another, where betrayal leads to murder. Gone was the power of death over life. In one moment, all their expectations were altered. In that one moment, the power of the world shifted. In one moment, everything was turned upside down. 2,000 years ago, two women named Mary, despairing, discouraged, expecting only the dead, went out on a Sunday morning and were transformed. Today, on this Sunday morning, God is still transforming. Our expectations are turned upside down with the good news of Easter. Do not be afraid. Our despair, our discouragement, our lack of vision, all turned upside down. God is still transforming the world. And even our dead spirits are raised up to fresh and unforeseen possibilities. Fear and great joy. Jesus' resurrection does not wash away the reality of the world, but it makes it possible to experience joy in the midst of that reality as God continues to create something new. There is evil in the world, but that awareness of evil in the world cannot restrain our joy. Today we are reminded, do not be afraid. Don't let the evil of the world cover us. In this upside down world of Easter, the good news is that our awesome power of God, who raised Jesus of Nazareth from the dead, can take our dead and fearful lives and make us alive in great joy. God can take people who are spiritually dead and give us resurrection power, Easter power. God can take our ordinary lives and our simple expectations, our fearful worries, and turn it all upside down with a passion for the ways of God. God is not done with the world. God is not done with us, his beloved children. Easter goes on. He is not here. He is risen. Do not be afraid. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.